This is Kevin Burke of the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watcher Club. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. Today, on May 6, 2012, I'm sad to report that George Lindsay, who played Goober Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show and was on Hee Haw, has passed away. For today's episode, I would simply like to read the obituary that was released for George Lindsay. This obituary was from Nashville, Tennessee, on May 6, 2012. George Lindsay, the actor best known for his portrayal of the dim yet lovable gas station mechanic Goober Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show, died at 12:05 a.m. on Sunday, May 6, after a brief illness. He was 83 years old. Born in Fairfield, Alabama, on December 17, 1928, George Smith Lindsay was raised in Jasper, Alabama, and was the only child of Alice and George Lindsay. As a young boy, Lindsay's best buddies were his dog One Spot and his pal Sappo, a lifelong friend and a popular foil for Lindsay's stand-up comedy act. Lindsay liked to hang around his Aunt Ethel's gas station, where the mechanics wore felt caps to keep the grease and oil from dripping into their hair. Those caps would inspire Lindsay's trademark beanie worn by Goober. Gas station notwithstanding, the Lindsay family of George's youth felt the full weight of the Great Depression. Those hard times were later a rich source of material for his comedy act, with jokes guaranteed to get a laugh, such as, "We were so poor that we'd eat beans for breakfast, drink water for lunch, and swell up for supper." As a student in Jasper, Lindsay was a good athlete. At Walker County High School, he excelled in football and basketball. One of the few other official high school activities he enjoyed was doing theatrical productions. He was as surprised as anybody when he graduated high school. With no real plans for his future other than a desire to be in the spotlight, Lindsay enrolled in local Walker Junior College. After being invited not to come back for a second semester at Walker, Lindsay enrolled, parentheses, this is to say was sent away, close parentheses, for a year of junior college at Kemper Military School in Boonville, Missouri. Next up was the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Lindsay lasted a semester there, but couldn't afford the tuition for a second semester. It was probably just as well. As he joked in his 1995 autobiography, Goober in a Nutshell, "I was in remediable everything. I was even in remediable lunch." He was, however, able to scrape together enough money to enroll at Florence State Teachers College, which is now the University of North Alabama. Lindsay thrived in Florence. He eventually rose to starting quarterback for the football team. His football prowess earned him a much-needed scholarship, which allowed him to finish his collegiate career at Florence State. He also performed regularly with the college theater group. He graduated in 1952 with a degree in biological science and physical education. His alma mater in Florence remained a passion for Lindsay the rest of his life. He was awarded an honorary doctorate of humane letters by the university in 1992 and was inducted into the university's Athletic Hall of Fame in 2011. He was proud to be a co-founder of the George Lindsay University of North Alabama Film Festival in 1988. Several scholarships were endowed in his name. The university is home to the George Lindsay Collection, which contains most of his television and movie scripts and much of his other career memorabilia. Lindsay was proudly on hand during the film festival in March of this year for the dedication of the George Lindsay Theater on the University of North Alabama campus. After he graduated from college, Lindsay joined the Air Force. He was assigned to special services and to be a swimming instructor. At one point during his service at Ramsey Air Force Base in Puerto Rico, he served as personal lifeguard for General Curtis LeMay, head of the Strategic Air Command. Much of his time with the Air Force was spent in Pine Castle Air Force Base near Orlando. He was responsible for putting together plays and other entertainment for the servicemen. He also worked on plays at nearby Rollins College in Winter Haven, Florida. It was at Rollins that Lindsay met and fell in love with Joanne Herbert. They were married in 1955. After Lindsay was discharged from the Air Force, the newlyweds moved to his home turf in Alabama. With his college degree and a teacher's certificate and Air Force experience, Lindsay landed a job coaching basketball and baseball and teaching history at Hazel Green High School in Madison County. "I was the worst teacher in the world," Lindsay later said. After a painful year at Hazel Green High, Lindsay decided to put everyone out of their misery of his teaching and was accepted at the prestigious American Theater Wing in New York City. With the help of GI Bill funds, he studied at the American Theater Wing for 2 years and loved every minute of it. To help pay the bills during and after this time, he worked as a comedian and actor in nightclubs and coffee houses. He was noticed by agents from the William Morris Agency, and he signed with them to represent him. Before long, Lindsay landed the role of Moose in the production of All-American at Broadway's Winter Garden Theater, and later the role of the Wreck in an industrial show version of Wonderful Town, which toured the country after premiering on Broadway. He also began to get some work in television. But by far, Lindsay's biggest hit was during this time was the birth of his son George in 1962. In his father's eye, a star was born. The growing Lindsay family was soon to follow their dreams to California. Most of Lindsay's early Hollywood work was as tough guys and bad guys, mostly in westerns such as The Rifleman and Gunsmoke. He also appeared in The Real McCoys, The Twilight Zone, several Disney productions, and three episodes of The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, most notably episode titled The Jar, one of his favorite performances on The Alfred Hitchcock Hour. Lindsay got a call in 1962 to audition for the one-episode role of a gas station attendant on The Andy Griffith Show. He thought he had the job, but at the last minute, Jim Nabors was given the role of Gomer Pyle, which evolved into a bigger part and springboard to stardom for Nabors. When Lindsay saw that first episode featuring Gomer, he famously kicked in the screen on the television set in his living room. As he wrote in his autobiography, he was furious about losing the part. "Not only that," he said, "but now I didn't have a TV to watch Ben Casey on." Not to worry, Lindsay's destiny was still Mayberry. In 1964, Lindsay landed the role of Gomer's cousin Goober Pyle, who was to be Gomer's heir apparent at Mayberry's filling station. 7 full seasons of acting work as Goober followed for Lindsay, 4 on The Andy Griffith Show and then 3 on the sequel series, Mayberry RFD. And from there bloomed a career of both embracing and running from Goober, most prominently during 2 decades as a regular on the syndicated Hee-Haw, on which he dressed as Goober but was usually addressed as George. Over the years, Lindsay made his peace with the role that had pigeonholed him. As he wrote in his What Mayberry Means to Me poem, which he used as his signature final for his stand-up act for 30 years, "The thing I like about Mayberry, most of all, it's made old Goober rich." Shortly after landing the roles of Goober on The Andy Griffith Show, Lindsay upstaged himself at the birth of his beautiful daughter, Camden. With son George now 2 years old, the Lindsay family of 1964 was hitting on all cylinders and running like a scalded dog. Lindsay had become one of the busiest performers in show business. He was a frequent guest star on top television shows and made countless guest appearances on talk shows and game shows, movie roles including voiceover work for favorite Disney animated features, and a full slate of stand-up comedy, both as a headliner and as an opening act for top country music acts, kept Lindsay in demand. He was also spokesperson for Getty Oil Truck Stops and Liberty Trouser Company, and he opened a chain of fleetingly successful George Lindsay's Family Steakhouses. He even recorded a few albums of both comedy and country music, including tunes by some of Nashville's top songwriters and a few that Lindsay co-wrote. Through it all, Lindsay always found time to support good causes. He was a fixture at charity fundraisers. The cause closest to his heart was Special Olympics. His annual George Lindsay Celebrity Golf Weekend raised over $1 million for Alabama Special Olympics from 1973 to 1988. One of the legacies of that effort was the George Lindsay Aquatic Center in Tuscaloosa. When Lindsay was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1983, it was in recognition of his work as a youth benefactor for Special Olympics more so than for his own athletic accomplishments in high school and college. His receipt of the Minnie Pearl Lifetime Achievement Award in 1997 was also primarily in recognition of his charitable works. For that reason, because comedian Minnie Pearl had been such an important friend in his life, Lindsay often said that award was the one that meant the most to him. And that's not to say he didn't appreciate receiving the tire gauge to the city of Nashville during Goober Pyle Day in 1990, presented on behalf of the city's mayor by country music's Bellum Brothers. After Hee-Haw ended production in 1992, Lindsay, who was recently divorced, made his permanent home in Nashville. He maintained a busy schedule of stage and film work. He embraced the Goober character to the point that he often gave up his comedy tuxedo and wore the Goober suit for his stand-up shows. In the wake of the hit Return to Mayberry made-for-TV movie in 1986, Lindsay's appearances at Mayberry reunion shows and festivals drew large crowds of enthusiastic fans over the next 2 decades. Several television retrospectives for The Andy Griffith Show also garnered high ratings in 2004. Lindsay shared the TV Land Legend Award with other members of the Griffith cast and crew. In addition to hosting the George Lindsay University of North Alabama Film Festival the last 15 years, Lindsay continued to find varied and fulfilling work. From NBC's News Radio in 1997 and serving as host of the Turner South series Liars and Legends in 2000, to the country music single and video for Find Me a Man Like Goober in 2007, and Larry the Cable Guy's Hula Palooza Christmas Luau in 2009, Lindsay constantly found opportunities to savor the spotlight and bring smiles to as many faces as possible. He was an eager participant in Salute to the Cornfield, a hee-haw reunion created for both a series of DVDs in 2011 and a cable TV special this year. Lindsay often commented that he was torn about what he wanted his tombstone to say. One choice goes for the joke, "I told you I was sick." The other goes for the heart, "I hope I made you laugh." George Lindsay is survived by his son, George Lindsay Jr. of Woodland Hills, California, daughter Camden Jo Lindsay Gardner, her husband Russell, and their sons, Carson Cole Gardner, Andrew Liam Gardner, all of Valencia, California, a cousin, Rebecca Weber of Gadsden, Alabama, and his dear companion of many years, Annie Wilson of Nashville, Tennessee. Visitation and funeral arrangements will be announced. Arrangements are being handled by Marshall Donnelly Combs Funeral Home of Nashville. In lieu of flowers, donation in Lindsay's memory may be made to Special Olympics Alabama, 880 South Court Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. University of North Alabama Foundation, with a designation to the George Lindsay Film and Digital Media Scholarship, University of North Alabama, Box 5113, Florence, Alabama, 35632-0001, or another charity of the donor's choice. I want to end this obituary by simply reading what Andy Griffith said about George Lindsay. Andy Griffith said, "George Lindsay was my friend. I had great respect for his talent and his human spirit. In recent years, we spoke often by telephone. Our last conversation was a few days ago. We would talk about our health, how much we missed our friends, who passed before us, and usually about something funny. I am happy to say that as we found ourselves in our 80s, we were not afraid to say, 'I love you.' That was the last thing George and I had to say to each other. 'I love you.' George often told me his fondest memories of his life and show business were the years he spent on The Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry RFD. They were mine too." George Lindsay, you did make us all laugh. Rest in peace.